Good morning. I'm Jennifer Nations, Water Resource Coordinator for City of College Station, welcoming you to Waterful Wednesday. This week, we continue with Smart Irrigation Month tips so you can make your irrigation system smart all year long. We observe Smart Irrigation Month in July because July is a peak month for outdoor water use and a good time to make sure you're using irrigation efficiently. Watering too much and too often results in shallow roots, weed growth and disease, and fungus. A rule of thumb, if the grass springs back when you step on it, it has enough water. Another thing to consider is what time of day to water. The saying I repeat to customers is sprinklers nix 10 to 6. The reason for this is those hours are the time when evaporation is highest. You can improve efficiency by watering at the coolest time of the day. Evaporative losses from irrigation during daylight hours, when it's hot or windy, can be as high as 50%. To conserve precious water resources, in College Station, irrigation by hose end sprinkler or automatic irrigation is prohibited by ordinance between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. But guess what? That doesn't mean an automatic fine. Most of the time, if an irrigation controller is watering at the wrong time of day, say 3 p.m., it's because the clock is wrong, and that's an easy fix. If a hose end sprinkler is running at noon, it can just as easily run at 8 a.m. or 10 p.m. Conventional wisdom is that we shouldn't water overnight, but when nighttime temperatures are still in the 80s or 90s, that's not so important. So if you find that watering in the early morning hours isn't an option or isn't practical, just water after sunset. Now that we've sorted out what time to water, how many days per week should you water? 2 days per week is best. Try switching your watering days to Wednesday and Saturday for odd-numbered addresses and Thursday and Sunday for even-numbered addresses. Remember to follow the cycle and soak method of irrigation to provide deep, infrequent watering that's best for your landscape. Limiting watering to 2 days per week, only during the cooling hours, is an easy way to maintain your landscape while reducing water use. Tune in next week to learn more about water and how you can level up and be a water geek.